Head to Macy's Backstage for finds you won't believe and prices so low you can't resist. So what's hot for cold weather? Well, faux is fabulous. Find faux vests and jackets starting at $39.99. Those must-have faux trim bags you love, they start at $29.99. And guys, we've got the fleece and flannel you'll live in all season starting at $19.99. We're all about keeping the whole family warm. You never know what you'll find, but you'll always find something. For info and locations, visit macysbackstage.com.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire.
Yeah, no, what's up? It's Raz B, man. How you doing, brother? Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure. Thank you for your busy schedule and joining us today.
Man, I wouldn't miss it for the world. You know, I'm going to just address this right now. It's a little choppy. I just tried to call it from two different phones, even a landline. It's a little choppy, so I'm guessing it could be coming possibly on that side. But let me know if you have any. If we get disconnected, I'll just try to call you back from a different landline.
Oh, no problem, man. You're coming through clear. Can you hear me? Can you hear me crystal clear?
I can hear you right now. Yes, sir, boss.
All right. That's a beautiful thing. Man, first, congratulations on a wonderful new single. And I must ask up front, man, when can we expect an EP or an album from you?
Wow, good question. All praise to God. I mean, it was a great opportunity that was presented through a friend of mine by the name of Oscar Clemens. The single is dope. I mean, when I heard the beat, I was like, yo, this is a great honor. And with the Eastside Boys history, you know, they're known for crunk, so I thought I would just bring my flavor to it. With the momentum of this record, we're probably going to lead right into an EP sometime in 2019. It's not yet titled, but we're going to work on something.
Absolutely. You know what, man? I've sat back and I just kind of look at different things and get a really good perspective on different artists and what they go through as far as from the business aspect of this industry, man. And I wanted to ask you, through your different trials and experiences through this industry, what have you learned? And what I mean, what have you learned to the point where it's made you a more aware businessman and also made you a better artist?
Really good question. Wow, there's so many different trials and tributes in life that we apply. I would just say really like just being disciplined, learning your craft. You know, when I say listen, like there's so many examples around you, like Raven Simone being a great friend of mine, she would always tell me, she's like, if you're 30 minutes, you know, what's the say if you're 30, if you're not 30 minutes early, you're late or something like that, you know?
Right.
So just really being on point, being reliable, you know? You know what I'm saying? You want to be reliable. If you say you're going to be here, be on time. Like, you know, I've been waiting on this call for 14 minutes, you know what I'm saying, to talk to Mr.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, you gotta be punctual and don't think you know it all.
Right. That's a part of the journey, you know. That's a part of the growth. Where do you see yourself now as an artist? Because where it's a big to what I've seen is a big difference between Raz B today and Raz B, let's say 10 years ago. It's a big difference. What have you seen in yourself as far as the growth as being an artist?
That's a really good question. If I can dig down on that, I would say my writing ability. I mean, the fact that I came from a group, you know, I was in China, I spent 7 years in China, and I really had to develop like solo skills. I mean, how to perform as a solo artist, you know, that was a journey in itself. How to write music that really speaks from the soul, how to write a message that's actually not misleading to today's generation. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of misleading music out there that's condoning and glorifying things that, you know, I don't think really adds any value to people's lives. So, I mean, just being kind, more conscious about my message and my platform, and just being aware of my responsibility. So I would say that.
Okay. You know, I'm going to bring this up and then we're going to move past it because I just want to give my little input, a little insight. Okay. I've been doing this and I think for me, and I know a lot of people out there, I think the most frustrating thing for me as a music lover is that when you see a very successful group, and you have different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to I don't want to say egos, but you have everyone is different. They have different personalities, and I've mm-hmm. always said that's cool because each individual brings something different to a group setting. And one of the things that I could never understand is that when you have a successful group, I believe that each individual should be able to go out and do and work on their own solo projects. But at the end of the day, the meat and potatoes, their bread and butter, is the home front, their brand, where they can all come back collectively and do something together as Grimp, as you see New Edition, whether it's Frankie right. Beverly and Maze featuring Gerald Austin. And that's what I never really could understand about B2K, because each individual in the group is talented in their own way. And you all could have went out and did your own solo efforts and did and progressed as artists and also songwriters. But at the end of the day, why do you feel you guys collectively could not get back together and say, at the end of the day, this is our brand. We can make a multitude of money with this brand.
I mean, that's a really simple question for me without getting too deep. But I'll give the listeners out there some really cool facts. Michael
okay.
Jackson asked me a long time ago, he asked me who owns the name B2K. Well, I wound up owning it, and I wound up making sure that all my guys shared that with me as well. So, you know, I think we were young and we had, we were young and we needed to grow up. We need to grow up as men. That's why I like B2K. To me, it's really close to my heart. It stands for like Boy to King. And it's kind of like
right.
we're like boys growing up to run our kingdom. You know what I mean? Just kind of keeping all our thoughts under the captivity of Christ. So,
right.
you know, that's kind of like my philosophy that keeps me grounded. I think the fact that, God used me to prepare a place for us, I think, there's an opportunity that we'll probably revisit in a very near future. I'm puzzled, too, because I'm just like, yo, man, you have something really, really special. But I also feel like God give it, God take it away, right? You know, sometimes
yeah.
God, you know, take things away to wake everybody up, maybe to shake some feathers and you know, make sure you also got the right people around you, you know, because at the end of the day, like I started the interview off, you know, I said, you know, the younger generation, we always got to keep the connection to the younger generation and make sure that we're actually passing on what we've learned that you know, that's kept us above low, you know, so.
Being an independent artist, I find it fascinating and I love it because you have the ability to control your own destiny, making sure that no one is controlling you like a puppet. What has it meant for you to be an independent artist and having that kind of creative control over your music?
Wow. You know, I thank God for my foundation and everybody that's, you know, because it takes a village to raise a child. So I'm really humbled in my foundation of where I come from. My family, my mother, you know, even my cousin, you know, who breathed life into me, you know, put together B2K or whatnot. All of these are like my foundation. So having those core values has made me appreciate and understand the responsibility I have being an independent artist, right? Because, you know, when you have just, you know, a young, you know, commercially undeveloped artist and maybe you come out on a major record label, like let's say Sony, you know what I mean? And
right.
You got a million dollars around you. You are a product. You are a product. And when you can understand at a young age that you are your own product and you are your own commodity, because this world is based off of trade and exchange, you really value yourself more. And that way, that applies to health as well. I mean, the list goes on. So find a good mentor. There's somebody out there that you feel that's really pouring into your soul and really, you know, not trying to mislead you, but really trying to put you on the right path. Pay more attention to those people. I'm speaking to all the unsigned artists out there, up-and-coming artists, you know, and stay true to your craft. And remember that there's a platform. People either come in this business to profit or they come in this business to profit. They become a profit. That's my philosophy.
Without question. You know what? I want to segue. I find something that you said very interesting as far as being a product. I never thought that I would ever see where that is being used as a vehicle to promote your brand. Did you ever see that? I'm sitting there kind of taking it in now. Where you say, wow, I'm seeing artists that I basically grew up with now are doing these reality-based television shows to promote their brand. Has anyone at any time ever approached you about doing something like that, whether it's, you know, hip-hop, Hollywood, Atlanta, New York, things of that nature?
Well, I hate to bust everybody's bubble. I mean, I think everybody should document their life. I mean, this generation, are we all planning to live past 165 years? You know, so it's all about how you look at it. I'm not me. My movements, the way my team is moving, we're planning for the future. You know, we're planning for us, you know, our kids, right? So, but to answer your question more, because I always got to speak how I feel. I see it coming because we as a race, we're constantly involving more, right? We want more knowledge. You know what I'm saying? We want to be, you know, more freer thinkers, right? So it was inevitable. I just think that with these platforms, I think people should be very, very cautious because you can cause a generation of people to be misled. So I really, at the same time, I just really encourage everybody to, you know, have a good mentor, you know, listen to your mother, your father, you know what I'm saying, and find yourself. Go down your own path, find yourself. Because there's so many things that, like, in this world, obviously, that could just, you know, that can just take you down the wrong directions. So find yourself.
Without question. Now the new hit single, of course, Get It Low, with the collaboration come to be.
I was in China, Teddy Bear. I was in China, and my boy Oscar Clemens sent me this record on this app called WeChat. It's pretty cool because like 900 million people are, like, on this app. Like, it's pretty wicked. And it's pretty dope, man. I was over there, man, in China culture, man. So I was finding all kind of cool things. So when I heard the record, I was like, yo, this is crazy, right? At the time, I think the record was called, you know, Get Low. And I know the East Side Boys had a record, similar. So they were discussing with my management team, and, you know, they came up with an idea to kind of switch to Get It Low. And the record just evolved. Actually, that the beat, The World's Here Now, it was a lot similar, but it was a lot toned down. So it had Sam and had the boys' vocals on it, and it was like, yo, this is dope. So I laid a verse on it. He heard what I heard, and he sent it back to me because he laid a rap on it. And then I went back and made some more vocals. And then, yo, we've been working on this record for about, like, 6 months. So, like, we really took our time. It's a masterpiece. Shout out to Big A for making it possible. And, the record's fire. The record is fire. We put a lot of work into it. All I can say, man, is for the people, yo. This record is really for the people, man.
Well, the reviews have been positive, so that's definitely a beautiful experience. So far be it for the Teddy Bear to deprive the many listeners and supporters of some therapeutic music. Let's get into it. The new hit single, of course, from Raz B, featuring the East Side Boys with Yes Lord, Get It Low, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Yeah. East Side Boys. Right now, that boy Raz B.
Tell me what you think I'm the plan. Sliding down that hole, make a nigga wanna spin though. I'm tryna make it rain on you. Thinking you a VIP. You and your girls and girls. Girl, you get wrong with me. And I bet that you want me, baby.
Morocco, Dubai, yeah, Charlotte, that's fly. Caribbean cruising, hell no, man, you don't mess with no losers. You can drive a fancy car, you don't give a damn, you got a fancy car. Just all the hustle, I'm new, and it don't come out till 22. She don't give a damn about the house, cars, and chains. She don't give a damn about material things.
2019, which is, wow, my goodness, just around the corner.
Okay, awesome. Yo, man, thank you so much for playing that record. I hope everybody out there really enjoyed listening to that record. That record is a monster, yo. That is like, yo, we come for everybody. Friendly competition. Everybody needs to go back in the studio. Raz is back. Real, yo, Teddy Bear, yo, I was in China, man. I'm telling you, they love this real club, like, just big music. And I feel like people may call it EDM or this or whatever. Like, we call it electric crunk. You know what I'm saying? No. Like, real talk. You know? Yeah, we call it electric crunk because we're, you know, music is infusion. People are like, well, it's this genre. Music is music. It's encompassed and embodied with a whole bunch of stuff, yo. And if anybody, you know, ain't seen that Quincy Jones documentary, y'all need to go see that thing. It is so inspiring for all the music lovers out there. It's so inspiring.
Great documentary. Great documentary. Man, it seems you spending time outside the States, being in China, man, left a really big, long-lasting impression on how you look at things from a musical standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, that place humbled me like I've never been humbled, you know, in my life. And when I say humble, I'm just like, to our culture, for example. They have 5,000 years
right.
of culture. You know, compared to, you know, a lot of people that's been in America, you know, 300-400 years or so, whatnot. So, it's kind of like, you know, you get to see things from a different perspective. You see why their economy is growing, and you look how they've been empowering people, you know, with their investments, aggressive investments throughout the world. So, you know, like I said, I've been getting into a lot of other things business wise. Well, actually, I didn't say it, but I wanted to say it. I've been doing a lot of other things. Some people may want to know what I was doing, you know, while in China. I was doing music and producing songs. You know, but I also got into the apparel business because, you know, China, there's a lot of things that come from there. I also got into trading and stuff like that. So I have a pretty good, you know, trading network going on. And, you know, but music is my first passion. Music is my first love, first passion. And, you know, it's the platform I use to get my message out and express my feelings. And, you know, it's real dope.
Well, man, from a personal standpoint, I'm happy to see, man, that you're in a better place spiritually, mentally. Love the music, man. Again, whatever you need, let us know. And I can't wait to get some more banging music from you. When it's ready, like Grandma's cookies, even if it's somewhat soft, send it here, man.
Yep. I'm trying to tell you, TV, I got a record. Cause we were in Atlanta, we were recording. And we was like, I don't got like this quiet storm vibe. So we'll definitely come back and see you. Because your whole show, like your voice, your whole vibe, I think the people really dig this direction. This is the adult rap. You know what I mean? This is like my very first project. You know, a proper introduction. You know, welcome back, Raz.
I'll
come back and see you, TV.
All right. God bless, man. And much continued success and stay safe out there, okay?
Hey, yeah. yeah, you too, man. Shout out to all the listeners. TV, thanks for having me on the show. Shout out to the Hughes Company for making this possible. Big A, Big O for making the record. Shout out to the Eastside Boys. Can't forget my management team, Joseph Barnett, Inga Williams, Phil Arnold, and the lovely DJ Mitch B. Shout out to Yvonne, my investors. And if I'm forgetting anybody, I love y'all.
God bless. So it is written, so it shall be done.